Trump broker, Republicans mock Liz Cheney for endorsing Kamala Harris. By Wendell Hasebo on September 5, 2024. Republicans roundly mocked ex-Republican Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney on Thursday for endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris, who Cheney said was a radical liberal just 4 years ago. As a conservative, as someone who believes in and cares about the Constitution, Cheney claimed at Duke University, "I have thought deeply about this, and because of the danger that Donald Trump poses, not only am I not voting for Donald Trump, but I will be voting for Kamala Harris." Cheney's announcement drew immediate backlash from conservatives. Some harkened back to 2020 when Cheney called Harris a threat to democracy, while others ripped Cheney for becoming the Democrats' attack dog on the partisan January 6 committee. Flashback: Liz Cheney vows I will never vote for Donald Trump. Mike Davis suggested the endorsement was as good as an ad for former President Donald Trump. Like her father, at Liz_Cheney's part of the globalist uni party. They're happy to send other parents' kids to die in their wars. And they're happy to replace American workers with cheap illegal immigrant labor, he said. Senator Mike Lee, RUT, reposted a Cheney post from 2020 that called Harris a radical liberal who would raise taxes, take away guns and health insurance, and explode the size and power of the federal government. Does this mean she now thinks Kamala is a conservative who wants to reduce taxes, protect gun rights, and reduce the size and power of the federal government? Lee mocked. Joe Concha shared a post of Harris ripping Harris on Fox News as politician who supports dangerous policies. Senator John Barrasso's chief speechwriter, Charles Correll III, said the endorsement shows Cheney's career bends towards voting for Marxism. Colin Rugg, a social media influencer, succinctly slammed Cheney as duplicitous. Executive Director for Women for America First Kylie Jane Kramer said Cheney should go to prison for her work on the partisan January 6 committee. Trump broke her, Chuck Colesto said. During Cheney's time in Congress, she was a controversial figure after allying herself with House Democrats and the January 6 committee against Trump. In the spring of 2021, House Republicans fired Cheney as the GOP House Conference Chair via vote of no confidence. Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, an ardent supporter of Trump and America First policies, replaced her as chair. Cheney did not want to lose her powerful position in Republican House leadership. To save her title, Cheney reportedly met off the record with Fox News board member Paul Ryan to shore up rumors of her ouster. Breitbart News reported that Bill Kristol, editor-at-large of The Bulwark, recognized the meeting as perhaps Cheney's last gasp to remain in power. Between 2017 to 2020, Cheney's net worth ballooned from an estimated $7 million to possibly more than $44 million, according to analysis from the Center for Responsive Politics and her most recent financial disclosure forms. Kamala Harris and Liz Cheney make very, very interesting partners, Republican vice presidential nominee Sen. J.D. Vance said Wednesday. They get rich when America's sons and daughters go off to die. They get rich when America loses wars instead of winning wars. They get rich when America gets weaker in the world. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.